Okay, we're here at Bletchley Park for the 70th anniversary, and I've found a veteran here to catch up with. If you'd just like to introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Dorothy Duboisson, and I was an ex-Wren and a Colossus operator, which was very, very interesting.
Well, this place seems absolutely steeped in history and quite fascinating. It's my first time here.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Is this? Do you come to the reunions every year?
I've been to quite a number of reunions, yes, and met quite a number of people that I worked with, which is very, very interesting.
And how does it feel for you coming back here after all this time?
Well, it's quite strange. It takes you back to your youth. But it's, you know, quite an experience coming here. But the whole thing hasn't changed very much, except, of course, it's disappointing that the hut that Colossus was in has been demolished. That was a great disappointment.
And so you worked on Colossus. What was that like?
Oh, it was very interesting. We were told that the work was extremely important because it was the messages from the German High Command and Hitler himself to his generals. And I found out about 50 or 60 years later that those messages were actually battle commands, which were very important for us.
And did you realise the importance of your work at the time?
We were told that it was very important, but we had no idea whatsoever what was in any of the messages.
And I didn't realise until quite recently that after the war, the work that you did was kept very secret.
Yes.
And you couldn't really talk about
no.
it.
No, we weren't allowed to talk about it for 30 years. We'd all signed the Official Secrets Act and we were covered for 30 years.
So how long were you actually working here for?
I was working here for 2.5 years.
And your family, your friends, they didn't know what you were up to?
Nobody knew. No, we never said a word.
So what did they think you were doing then?
I've no idea what they thought. But then, of course, during the war, you never asked anybody what they were doing. Because lots of people were doing secret work and work they didn't want to talk about, so you just didn't talk about what you were doing. You just said you were in the Wrens and that was that.
And I guess what you were doing is, you know, it's world-changing stuff. So, I mean, what was it like day to day when you were working here?
Well, it was quite busy, but as I said, we didn't know anything that was in the messages. So, I mean, we just put the messages on the machines and when we got to a certain setting, took them off and that was that. Sent them to the translators and that was the end of that.
And some of the people that were recruited to work here were recruited because they were good at crosswords or they're excellent chess players. What's your story?
Oh, no. I was just recruited because I was posted to Stanmore, but they weren't ready to take us on watch. And during that time, a job came up in the country. And they said, why do you want to go? And I said, I joined the Wrens, but I was extremely disappointed to be posted on my doorstep because I lived in Ruislip. And I was fed up with people telling my parents they'd seen me on Wembley Park Station. So I came to Bletchley.
Brilliant. That's wonderful. Thank you very much.
It's a wonderful story.